Through despairing sobs, the hedgehog managed some self-control as he explained.
I was just dropping the slain bird into the ditch outside the gate. Well, I managed to get him across the path and into the ditch. Then I was turning away to come back inside when, bang, I was struck right on the rear. I was hit so blooming hard that I was shot forward right through the gateway. The pain was like red hot needles. I've never felt aught like it, brother. I turned around. Guess what I saw?
Posey shouted.
Tell us, laddie, tell us!
Corksnatch shut his eyes tight, as if trying to blot out the memory of the dreadful sight.
It was a great monster serpent with horrible milky blue eyes and a dead raven hanging from its mouth. I slammed the gate fast as I could.
Brother Tyrellus nodded sagely, moving down to inspect his patient's rear end, which had a bald patch devoid of spikes. He took a closer look, patting the area lightly. Corksnout cried out piteously,
"Ouch! That hurts something fierce, brother! I beg ye, let your poor old beast die peaceable! I'll be through enough torture! Let me alone, please!"
Brother Cyrillus heaved a relieved sigh, then gave his diagnosis promptly.
"Mr. Spickle, if, as you say, you had been bitten by a poisonous snake, an adder, in fact, of the size you describe, then you'd already be dead."
Humphrey scratched his head quills.
"Then why ain't he, brother?"
Tyrellus explained.
"One, the snake could not have bitten him if its mouth was full of dead bird. Two, there are no bite wounds to be seen on our worthy cellar hog. What occurred was that he was butted with some considerable force. The strike was so powerful that it drove some bottom spikes inward. So, sir, it seems that I'll have to pull your spikes back out before they fester in there."
Tears beaded in Corksnout's eyes. He wept with gratitude.
"Season's praise on you, brother. Oh, I'm going to live. Thank ye, thank ye."
Tyrellus smiled, a rare occurrence for Redwall's healer and herbalist.
"Don't thank me, Mr. Spiggle. Thank the fact that you have a bottom covered in spikes. Skipper Raugus, Laird Bosey, would you kindly assist him up to the infirmary where I can work on him? I'd best take a look at you two also. You're both going to need some spikes drawn out of you."
The otter and the hare suddenly became aware that their paws and faces had corksnout spikes protruding from them, which they had not noticed in the heat of the moment. Gingerly, they helped the cellar hog upright. Sister Violet praised them glowingly.
"Oh, you were so brave and reckless, both of you. Is there anything you need?"
Bosey called over his shoulder as they looked corksnout away.
"Aye, ma'am. I'd be grateful if you could fetch me a wee plate or something from the feast, and a dram to wet my spiky lips."
Skipper added,
"Make that too, sister, if you please."
Samuelus enlisted the help of Dwink and Humphrey.
"Come with me, you two. Let's go up to the west parapet. Best take a peep and see if we can spot that giant serpent."
From the threshold of the wall top, above the main gate, they searched the path, the ditch, and the flatlands below. There was no sign of either Ballas or the slain Ravenwhite. Abbot Glisson, having heard the reports from Aluko and Sister Violet, joined them. The old Dormouse shuddered.
"Oh, forgive me, friends, but snakes, especially adders, are the one creature I cannot abide. Just the name, snake, sends a trembling down my spine."
Samuelus took the Father Abbot's paw.
"Well, there ain't sign nor scale of the villain now. So, do you wish to stand here shuddering, Father Abbot, or go back to the Dibbon's feast?"
Glisson took his friend's paw.
"Let's go to the feast."